Well, I suppose, Lisa, our position on Páky Caoimh hasn't changed, irrespective of the draws last evening. You know, Páky Caoimh is scheduled to be opened in July. And, you know, I'm not sure the scheduling of our games against Tipperary, but I would imagine it will be prior to that. And if that's the case, we won't be in a position to host the Cork Tipperary game because our schedule is for July and it's a tight schedule as it is. So it would be it would have to be an away fixture or a neutral fixture in that case, then possibly an away to Tipperary. So, you know, we've never changed really from the Páky Caoimh being reopened to the public again in July, and our position remains unchanged at this point in time.
For such a big fixture, Ger, in the sense that it's the All-Ireland champions, I imagine if you were talking a couple of weeks, maybe perhaps, but this is a big project. You can't push it back by 6 weeks, you know, push it forward, I should say.
No, absolutely not. You know, we're on a tight schedule as it is. I think it would be a great achievement having it opened in July and such a quick turnaround. So, you know, it's likely this game will probably be in the month of May. So, you know, it would be out of the question, really, that we would be able to host such a game 6 weeks in advance of the current deadline to have the stadium completed.
And sure, so that does mean that would confirm that it will be an away fixture, that Cork will travel to Semple Stadium to face Tipperary in this Munster quarterfinal.
Yeah, well, we have entered into home and away arrangements with a number of counties, and Tipperary are one of those. And, you know, I mean, Turles is still a great venue from a Cork point of view. And it just means that if we travel away to Tipperary, it just means that we're ordered for the game by Tipperary. So when the stadium is opened, we will have many of our games back in Páky Caoimh. So it's just a slight delay, I suppose. But we'd be, I'm sure, happy enough to travel to Turles in that event. You know, we have home and away arrangement with them, and if it extends to another year, so be it.
And Ger, that's the hurlers, a tough draw against Tipperary in the opening round. For the footballers, they'll take on Waterford in their opener. If they can get past that, it's a fixture against Tipperary. But again, Kerry and Cork kept separate on the opposite sides of the draw. And the prospect, if Cork can get through to a Munster final, a Páky Caoimh final against potentially Kerry.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it has been mentioned with a while back that, you know, that may well be the game that could open Páky Caoimh, or, you know, would be certainly one of the first games there. But, you know, Cork are taking nothing for granted here. I mean, we certainly can't be complacent playing Waterford or Tipperary. We have had a disappointing year in the football. And, you know, we need to get over Waterford initially. And, you know, there's no doubt Tipperary are, you know, in the top teams now in the country, and we certainly wouldn't be taking anything for granted, and assuming that we would have a Cork-Kerry Munster final in Cork next July. But, you know, that would be perfect if we could have such a fixture, but nothing guaranteed at this stage. Tipperary and Waterford must be defeated first.
Absolutely. So we look forward to those next summer. But, Ger, while I have you, I wanted to ask you about last night's draw. It looked like, you know, a formality or whatever, but there was Joe Brawley raised question. He said that there was a serious question mark over the leadership in Cork GA and possibly Frank Murphy being there too long. How did you feel about that comment, Ger?
Yeah, I didn't see the draws last night and I didn't see that comment. I just heard something about it last night, and I think you know, Joe Brawley isn't in a very good position, I think, to make any comment in relation to administration in Cork. I think Joe Brawley, you know, says a lot of things and certainly wouldn't agree with Joe Brawley's comments. And I think it's certainly inappropriate that he made any such comments, and don't agree with them at all.
Finally, Ger, I just wanted to very quickly ask you about the county board meeting on Tuesday night. She held discussions from the executive and delegates, raising a discussion on the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship proposals. This something that's in a work in progress, I suppose, by the GAA at large. But some concern expressed by different members from Cork.
Yeah, we had a discussion on it. Now, having said that, there is a further document to be reviewed, which will be due from Croke Park very shortly. And there is a meeting of county chairpersons next weekend in Croke Park, and we'll have further information on it there. But there was a strong feeling at the meeting that the document before us, that it wouldn't be to Cork's benefit. So, look, I suppose we have to wait for the final document to get more information on it. But that was the initial reaction at Tuesday night's board meeting.